to tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts. I'm your guy. I'll do it for you because I care that much about you. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, February the 13th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, girls are fighting back against competing with biological males in high school sports. And in Connecticut, three young women have filed a federal lawsuit under Title IX saying it's simply not a level playing field and they're not going to do it anymore. Number two, the insanity over gender identity, just one thing dogging Democrats in 2020. One of the very far-left ideas on the agenda that could likely sink the entire party in 2020. And number one, the insane case of a Michigan college student jailed for 83 days. His crime? Posting a picture of an AR-15, his AR-15, in a private Snapchat group, and then saying this ought to make snowflakes melt to his friends. Now, it went to the closed group, did the picture. And now he's been charged with a terrorism-related crime. It's unbelievable. Lucas Gerhardt has spent 83 days in jail before his father could raise enough money to secure the bail. The bail set at $250,000. You see, a threat of terrorism is a felony charge. Again, what did he do? A picture of an AR-15, his, he had bought legally, heading back to classes as a junior at Lake Superior State University in November, and says to his friends in the group, "This ought to make snowflakes melt, and I mean snow," he said with a smiley face. An outspoken conservative on campus, another girl not in the group, saw the picture over the shoulder of a friend of hers that was in the group, notifies public safety at Lake Superior State. They turn it over to Sault Ste. Marie Police. They turn it over to the prosecutor. And the prosecutor charges the young man under a terrorism threat law. But that's not enough yet for her. Says she's going to pursue felony firearms charges against him as well. Why? She doesn't like AR-15s. She doesn't like this kind of rifle. She doesn't think anyone should own one. We're going to talk about it coming up here. Most outrageous thing you'll ever hear. Retired Colonel Mark Gerhardt will be here. That's Lucas's dad, will join us here on the program. And he'll share the story of his son being arrested the next day and charged because they said the photograph of a gun was threatening. 83 days in the Chippewa County Jail. Overzealous prosecutors attacking this young man, a junior at Lake Superior State University. And now state lawmakers in Michigan are going to try to change the law, saying that we can't even rely on common sense anymore. No kidding. That's why you come here, to try to find a little modicum of common sense. But this is just so over the top. We're going to have his father here on the program. Just the latest episode. Of political correctness gone completely off the rails. It's frankly, I mean, it's just outrageous. I mean, if this doesn't make you say, what is going on? I don't know what would. I had a listener yesterday say to me, why are you the only one talking about Michael Bloomberg and his past comments about race and the stop and frisk law and the inaccuracies about the number of minority kids that are involved with murder and crimes of that nature? And I said, I don't know. Well, why is that? He goes, I don't know, but I'm not hearing it anyway. And this should be a big story. This guy is a Democrat leading liberal. He said, that story should be everywhere. That story, he says, you don't get past that. Agreed. You don't get past that. And if you haven't heard this, I want you to hear this. I want to go to bite number one. Mike Bloomberg talking about stop and frisk and actually saying, I don't think we stop enough minorities. We probably stop too many white folks. Listen to this. It's the kind of self-inflicted injury you don't get past. Bite number one. Go.
They just keep saying, oh, it's a disproportionate percentage of a particular ethnic group. That may be, but it's not a disproportionate percentage of those who witnesses and victims describe as committing the murder. In that case, incidentally, I think we disproportionately stop whites too much. and minorities too little.
You know, that's disqualifying. It's disqualifying. Stop and frisk. Now, if you're going to have a conversation about it, you could say the reason we're doing it, we believe it's effective to get guns off the street, to go into these higher crime neighborhoods, which are oftentimes more minority neighborhoods. And we're doing it so we can save the lives of young black men and young Hispanic men. If we go in and do stop and frisk, we can save lives because less of them will get killed. But in the other comment you heard from Bloomberg, he said, if you want to get guns off the street, you just throw the black kids against the wall, paraphrasing a little bit, just throw them against the wall and frisk them. Well, that's a self-inflicted injury. You cannot just simply say, we don't stop enough minorities, we stop too many white people. Really, Mike? It's pretty incredible, actually, that a guy has amassed that kind of wealth who just isn't that bright. Let's be honest. He's not that bright. You ever heard him talk about guns? He doesn't know doodly squat about them. He doesn't know anything about guns. Ones that go pop, 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 pop. Really, Mike? That's quite an in-depth analysis of firearms. Pop, 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 pop. Really? That's what you're going with. You know, you don't need any more than three rounds. If the deer gets away after three shots, the deer has every right to live. Well, that's great, Mike, except that people don't own guns to go deer hunting. Most people that own guns don't own them to go deer hunting. They have them for other practical reasons like self-defense and self-preservation, the preservation of their home, the defense of their family, their friends, their loved ones. That's what they have firearms for, Mike. You ought to look into it. You, after all, travel with armed guards everywhere you go. Have for many, many years. You travel with armed guards everywhere you go. But don't think the rest of us deserve the same treatment. The very definition of an elitist. Travel with armed guards and say everybody else should be disarmed. The absolute definition of an elitist is Michael Bloomberg. And he's not going to save this party. He's not. He's not. He may still be in this. He may have a shot at showing up in Milwaukee and getting the nomination. But right now, it's Bernie's to lose. Klobuchar hot on the trail. Mayor Pete's not going to make the cut here, folks. I don't know that Amy Klobuchar is either. Right now, I'm still with Bernie Sanders is the man to beat. Bernie Sanders is the man to beat. He's got the money. He's got the organization. And he's got the hardcore base. The Bernie bros. They ain't going anywhere. They're going to stick around for him. All right, straight ahead of the program. Let's see. Dr. Nathaniel Coagley will be here, the head of the Department of Government at Tarleton State. We're going to talk about the New Hampshire win, Bernie Sanders and the Democrats' 2020 headache. We'll expand on it right after this coming up on the Steve Gruber Show. Remember to go to stevegruber.com. Brand new website just for you. Brand new material, new writers, new look. Tell your friends. We'll be right back.
I'm a small business owner, and I know the importance of keeping quality employees and staying focused on the bottom line. As a member of the Michigan Chamber, I now can do both through an incredible retirement benefit program called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan. Now I can offer my employees a competitive 401k plan, which enhances their benefits, keeps my costs down, and I don't have to deal with any of the administrative headaches. Saving money, enhancing our benefits, treating our employees like family, allows us to retain top employees and grow. The plan is administered through TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank, and gives me a competitive advantage to help me attract and retain quality employees, all while saving money. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.